Thank you, Mr. Chair. So then, with regard to markings, the first issue we would like to draw your attention for to is about the lane selection. So sometimes the general traffic has different lane selection options than let's say this is the case for specific road user groups, and as you can see on figure 9, an example, often public transport, so the buses, can use a what is a lane for a right turn to go across the intersection straight, and exactly the same, and this is provided then in figure 10, is already practiced in different countries. We then recognize that such a solution is not included currently in the 1968 convention. And so we therefore propose that a pre-selection sign, which is a variant of the E4 sign, that would depict the possibility for a cycle to go straight from a lane indicating a right turn, can be included. And we also believe that this issue can be addressed for road markings. And if so, we should include an addition. And that addition, if you could go further down, would be the lane selection arrows supplemented by word markings or symbols of category of users may be used on the same lane as another lane selection arrow to indicate that that lane may be used by the category of users differently. And we also included a examples of a drawing for such a solution. So I will also immediately mention that in this very provision that you see on the screen, we also made an addition that not only the arrow is supplemented by word markings, but also of a symbol of a category, because we believe that it's much easier for everybody to recognize a silhouette of a cycle and understand that the markings is directed to cyclists, rather than have the word markings that would say the cycle in different languages, and of course might be much more difficult to understand for anybody else than the local users. So with this in mind, we made also additional suggestion to change the para 3039 in Annex 2, which is on arrow markings, and you can see it on the screen. So the last sentence that was of the previous text says now they may be supplemented by word markings or symbols of a category of users on the carriageway. And then we said the lane selection arrow supplemented by word markings or symbols of category of users may be used on the same lane as another lane selection arrow to indicate that the lane may be used by the category of users differently. So the question for you is whether you agree with a proposal being made to make such a change or such an amendment to the current text of the convention.